I'm very excited because I get to introduce you to six people that are here in the studio with me, and they include five kids and one adult. What they have in common is they all are affiliated with Kentucky Avenue School. And let's meet everybody. Can you tell me your name?
I'm Alina.
Hi, Alina. How old are you?
I'm 9.
What grade are you in?
4th grade.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Alina. And do you live in Point Breeze? Is that where you live?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Shadyside.
Shadyside. Well, it's so nice to meet you. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to read and draw.
When you draw, what sorts of materials do you use?
I usually use a pencil, but sometimes, like when I'm done, I color it in with crayons or colored pencils.
And are there things you really like to draw, certain types of drawings?
I like to draw people and portraits.
Nice. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in and listening? Family members or friends, pets?
No.
Nobody coming to mind? Well, that's okay, Alina. It's nice to meet you, and let's meet you. What's your name?
Gemma.
Hi, Gemma. How old are you?
7.
And I'll ask you first, would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout-outs?
To my pet, Cookie.
And Cookie is a dog?
Nope, cat.
Cat. My cat's name is Gracie. What does Cookie look like?
He's kind of like a striped chocolate chip, and he's brown and dark brown.
Like a chocolate chip cookie?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name. Where does Peppy sleep, or Peppy, Cookie, sleep at night?
Usually he won't sleep, well, I don't know where he sleeps, but he usually sometimes sleeps on my brother's bunk bed usually, and he'll wake him up in the morning, and yeah.
My cat does that too. What do you like to do for fun?
Read.
And have you read any good books lately?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about a book you've recently read?
I'm starting to get into reading this book that I got for, I think, Valentine's Day again. So, yeah.
What's it called?
It's Ever After High, Once Upon a Time.
Ever After
High.
High, Once Upon a Time. And is Ever After High a school?
Yeah.
Like a high school?
Fairy tale high school.
Oh, a fairy tale high school. That sounds like a really great book. Thank you, Gemma. And you're in Point Breeze, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's nice to meet you. Let's meet who is sitting next to you by the orange microphone. What's your name?
Eliza.
Hi, Eliza. How old are you?
I'm 8.
And is there anybody you might like to say hi to who's listening this morning?
No.
No? And I've been asking everybody what they like to do for fun. What do you like to do?
I like to read, and I like to draw.
And what kinds of pictures do you like to draw?
I like to draw, well, I don't really know. I just draw stuff.
Would you like to draw people or animals or nature or just kind of anything?
I like to draw nature.
So what do you draw in nature sometimes?
I draw trees and birds.
Oh, birds would, you'd be able to use a lot of color, I think. That sounds fun. Would you like to say hi to anybody at all? I just want to be sure.
No.
Nobody you can think of? Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Let's see who we have in front of the red microphone. What's your name?
My name's Lukeon.
Hi, Lukeon. And how old are you?
I am 10.
And it says here you're from Highland Park, is that right?
Yes.
Any hellos you'd like to pass out for anybody who might be listening now or later?
My mom.
Well, great. And what do you like to do?
I like reading and drawing.
A lot of reading and drawing people today. What's the last book you read that you would recommend maybe to somebody else about your age?
I'm reading a book called Out of My Mind. It's about a handicapped person.
Huh. But, and can you share the story a little bit?
The handicapped person goes to school and gets picked on a lot. And it's basically showing you the hardships of being handicapped, but also the advantages.
That's a great book. What are some of the advantages? Have they gotten there yet?
Your body may get limited, but your mind power gets increased.
So it's like the constraints you have cause you to develop in other ways to get stronger in different ways. Yeah, that sounds like a great book. How did you find that book?
A librarian recommended it to me.
Excellent. And I really am glad. We'll talk some more about your project in a minute, but I'm glad we had a chance to talk. Let's meet our last student. And what's your name?
My name's Zora.
Hi, Zora. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
And any shout outs to anybody?
Probably my grandparents.
Well, great. I'm glad. And by the way, if you're listening, you can text us at 412-200-5975 with a message for any of the kids. And what do you like to do?
Art. Any form of art.
Kentucky Avenue students have a lot of art. Any form. Have you done sculpture?
I don't know. I've been...
like clay or anything?
Yeah, I've done clay before, but I guess we don't really have that at home, so...
I was just curious if you've done, like, pottery or anything in three dimensions. Do you like to paint?
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet Ms. Amy Defoe, who's here, too. We can get this blue microphone right over to you. And, feel free to pivot that up to adult size. That's good. You can just give it a good tug. It'll go right up. I promise. There we go. You won't break anything. So tell me about these kids.
Well, these wonderful kids are either in my second grade class or they're part of an after-school program that we have at Kentucky Avenue. It's a Maker after-school program. It used to be Maker Mondays, but now we do it twice a week, so we're not really sure what the new name of it is. But all of them have in common that they are working together on a Maker Faire project for Pittsburgh's Maker Faire, which is next weekend.
Exciting, and we'll be there too. Now, before we talk about the project, I think there are some people who are saying, Kentucky Avenue, what? And Kentucky Avenue School has been around for a long time. How long has it been now? Do you know?
I believe this is the 13th year of Kentucky Avenue School. I've been there for 10 years. It's a very small school. It's in Shadyside, and a lot of people don't know it's there. But it's a wonderful place to be where there are only about 75 kids. The classes are small, and we do lots of hands-on work, lots of art, lots of creation, and lots of making. So the Maker Faire is a good fit for us.
And you start at pre-K or K?
We start at kindergarten. It's a K-8 school.
K-8. And I'm excited to hear about this project, and we'll have all of you talk about it. I'm kind of curious what it is. I know that it's called the Mythological Monster Mashup. Is that right? And who can describe to me how it came about and what it is? Any of you? It looks like Lukian has his hand up. Go ahead.
The Mythological Monster Mashup is basically we take lots of the popular mythological monsters, take their body parts, and make a new one with all the body parts of a monster. Like, you could take wings from a phoenix and take the hair of Medusa and make some sort of weird-looking monster.
Oh, my gosh. So you're doing transplants and grafts and all sorts of things with these. You're making new mythological creatures out of old mythological creatures.
Yes.
Who came up with the idea for this, or how did it come together?
That was me, actually, because I knew we wanted to do a project, and I had to apply in August for a project, and I knew all of the kids that I would be working with had either studied Greek mythology with me or would be studying it, so I thought that would be a great entry point into creating something new and fabulous for the Maker Faire.
So can you all tell me some of the characters that are the basis for the original mythological characters? Like you mentioned a couple, Lukian. I'd like to know a little bit about the original characters and their names and maybe a little about them. Can anybody tell me about them? We'll go here first, and yeah, go ahead and tilt that down a little bit. I appreciate it. We're going to talk to Gemma and then Alina. Go ahead, Gemma.
The Cyclops. He only has one eye, and he's really tall.
Really tall and just one eye.
Mm-hmm. One eye.
That's kind of creepy, don't you think? Does he have any special powers, or is he really good at anything?
I think I don't really know yet.
No, he's probably good at getting things off of high shelves, maybe. Elena, did you have one to tell us about?
Well, Medusa has snake hair, and if you look into her eyes, you'll turn to stone.
What is snake hair?
Well, instead of hair, there's snakes on her head.
Ooh. I would want to have only one eye if I had to look at Medusa. Although, I guess I would go blind in half the time. So maybe that's not such a good idea. Any other mythological figures that anybody can tell us about? Let's see. I'm going to have Lukian. We'll come back to you, Gemma. Lukian?
The Phoenix.
Go ahead. Say that again.
The Phoenix.
And what does the Phoenix look like?
The Phoenix is basically a giant bird.
And it's bigger than, I mean, is it as big as a person, do you think?
Bigger.
Wow. And I hear a lot about a Phoenix rising from the ashes. So a Phoenix sort of sounds very powerful to me. Is it powerful?
Yes.
Any others? Gemma, you had one more.
There's these girls that live on a rock. They're half bird, half human, and they sing and they live in like the South Pole, and people go there to explore, and when they sing, the boats crash. And one day somebody wanted to hear their singing, so he got tied up, and then he heard his singing and his boat didn't crash.
And what are they called?
I don't remember, but...
Does anybody know what those girls are called? Alina does.
I think they're called harpies.
Wait, hyraces, I believe.
Hyraces.
I think so. It's the same word as...
Harpies.
When a truck comes with a...
Like
an ambulance, what's on
the... Oh. That's what I thought they may be.
Sirens.
Yes. Sirens.
I know what sirens are.
That's one I remember, but I was never very good with mythology. Now, does anybody else have any they would like to share? Zora or Eliza? Any others that we can think of that are part of yours? You've got one, and what's yours?
The Minotaur.
What's a Minotaur?
I don't really know what he is, but people go in mazes, I think, and he scares them when they get to the end.
Oh, no. Lukian, you have something to add about a Minotaur?
Yes. A Minotaur is half human, half bull. Its body is the shape of a human, except it has a bull head.
Ooh. Gosh, some of these are really scary to me.
And yes, they are found in labyrinths.
And Zora, do you have any to add at all? And you might not, but any you can think of? Of these, like, is there one that you would, like, never want to see or never want to meet?
I don't think I'd ever want to meet Medusa. She sounds really freaky.
And or Gemma, you had something else to say?
The Minotaur, I think, only eats like 1 year. Like, he only eats 1 year, and then he has to wait another year to eat again.
Oh, how weird. Like, so you eat for a whole year, and then you fast. Does he go to sleep during the year he doesn't eat?
Yeah,
or?
And, like, he eats people in the maze, so.
I think there's, like, a village that, and there's, like, a king who made the maze, and the king makes the village give up one person each year to feed the Minotaur.
I remembered one that is pretty popular, the Hydra, the serpent with 8 or 9 heads. I can't remember, but there was a really strong person named Hercules who tried to kill the Hydra, and he went with his grandson or son?
Nephew,
okay. And every time he punched off a Hydra head, 2 came right where the head was punched off.
Oh, my gosh. So you guys are telling me, you're filling in all my gaps on mythological characters. These are all Greek, right?
Greek
mythology. Because I was never very good at mythology. I don't know why. And I didn't learn it, I didn't learn it. Period, but it wasn't taught to me until I was a little bit older. So it's really good that you're learning this at a young age. So who can tell me about some of the weird mashup characters you've made? Now that we know the raw material that you have to work with, tell me about some of the combinations that you've made and what they're made out of to begin with.
Well, there's a Cerberus who is a 3-headed dog, and he guards the underworld. My monster only has 1 head, but it's a dog head, and it has Medusa hair, so snakes.
Ooh, okay.
And it has a manticore tail, which is a tail with spikes on it.
So each of you has your own monster, I guess, that you've made, right? Your own mythological monster. Did you name it?
No.
We call it Cookie. Good. That name's taken. You don't want to call it Cookie. Gemma, what's yours? Speaking of Cookie,
A bad unicorn.
A bad unicorn. And what does the bad unicorn look like?
She has an orange head. She has black fur, and her horn's gonna light up, and she has a star for her horn, except instead of a pointy tip.
What makes her bad?
Instead of being a good unicorn, one day, I'm not going to do this, but one day a person was archery passing, and she was passing them, and then they accidentally almost shot her, so that made her evil.
Oh my, that's what turned her into a bad, bad unicorn. That's an interesting one to think about. Now, Liza, can you tell me about the monster you made?
I made a monster with some other people, and I mixed a Medusa. I mixed Medusa, Cerberus, and I mixed the Minotaur. I mixed the I forgot one of the names, but.
Well, that's a lot. What's the name of what you made?
I don't have
Not a one. Name for it, but it combines all of those characters. And does it have any special powers once you've combined them?
No, it just has 3 snake heads. That's the Cerberus, I think, and the Medusa together. And Minotaur feet, and
The one I didn't know has a tail.
Wow.
I put that on.
If you're just joining us, these are students from Kentucky Avenue School, and they're talking about their mythological monster mashup project, which will be something you can see at Maker Faire next week. Okay, Lucian, what did you create? What did you make?
Well, I based my creature off the phoenix because phoenix is one of my favorite mythological monsters. It has no legs. I don't know why, but it has writing on it, like not like A B C D E F G, but like weird scribbles on it.
Mm-hmm. And did you combine features from another monster?
No, not mostly. Its eyes are going to light up.
Oh, very cool. What's it made out of?
Cardboard, and I found this like light bulb watt, which I might use for the beak.
Neat. That sounds like fun. And let's figure out what Zora's is. Did you make a monster too, or are you finishing one up?
Yeah. I guess it's going to be going to have Medusa's eyes. I don't really know what her eyes look like, but I'm going to try to do something with that. And I think just to make it look more like a monster, I'm kind of mixing it with a bat.
Oh, that kind of sounds kind of neat. Well, very good. Well, these are fun because you had to use your imaginations to figure out what these original characters looked like. I mean, there have been some drawings of them, but they can pretty much look like whatever you want. And then your imagination to complete them. And somebody and combine them, they're all going to be available to look at coming up at Maker Faire. It's the Maker Faire Pittsburgh Mythological Monster Mashup. I like saying that. Is there anything else anyone would like to say about what you've done? Go ahead, Olina.
Well, my monster's eyes are going to light up red, green, and blue. So when it's the eyes are blue, it's going to be like it's going to be sad. When the eyes are red, it's going to be mad. And when it's green, it'll be excited. And then the tail's gonna wag.
Oh, very nice. Probably when it's green.
Yeah.
The tail will wag. Gemma?
The wings are gonna flap, and the horn's gonna light up, and we're gonna make the tail light up too.
But very cool. How are the wings gonna flap?
There's this kind of motor that can make things flap, and I'm going to use one of those to make the wings go back and forward.
Very cool. Anything else that anybody wanted to mention? Lucian, let's get a mic in front of you.
Well, my creature's eyes won't just light up. It will, when it sees a certain amount of light, it will move its arms and roar.
Oh, and what's going to control that?
They're the same. There's a light sensor, and I'm talking about the same servo motor type of thing that Gemma was mentioning. And after Zora, Amy made a mythological monster mashup too.
Well, we'll find out about Amy's. And Zora, anything else you wanted to mention?
I guess I'm going to make its eyes light up.
I like all these special effects, especially. Are those LEDs in his eyes? Cool.
Yeah.
What color are they?
I think it's going to be green and blue. One eye green, one eye blue. Something like
Ooh.
That. I haven't really decided yet.
I like it. Well, you can see all of these at Maker Faire Pittsburgh next week. And Amy, congratulations. This is such a great idea. And what, pray tell, is the monster that you made?
Well, I had to make an example. And I should say, for our project, we're using hummingbird robotics kits. And That's a local company, and they are very good to us at Kentucky Avenue School. And so my monster is kind of a goat head, Medusa snake tail with feathered wings. I like the idea of the, in Greek mythology, there's all kinds of mixed up monsters that have animal parts from several different animals. So that's what I did. And, you know, it came out pretty well. It was fun to make.
This might seem a bit late, but I just remembered another mythological monster that the Chimera, it has a lion head, I think an eagle body, and a snake tail.
Yeah.
Amy's has a snake tail.
It does. It lights up, too.
These are crazy. Well, I'm going to look at them next week when I'm there, and I want to thank all of you for being here. Anything else you wanted to say before we close up, Amy?
Yeah, I guess I should say there's one other little part of our project that I want to acknowledge, which are the fourth and fifth graders in our school are doing a little auxiliary part of it. So they are making products that these monsters might need, and we're going to have like a little store part of it. Our art teacher, Jennifer Defoe, who happens to be my sister, is doing that part, and so they have some hilarious things like horn sharpening powder and just all kinds of hilarious product ideas that they came up with. So those are our Kentucky Avenue 4th and 5th grade.
I think you need Cyclops glasses.
That's a great idea.
And a comb for anybody whose hair is made out of snakes.
Snake comb.
But, yes. Well, congratulations to all of you Kentucky Avenue School students. I'm really proud of you, and I'm going to look for you at Maker Faire next week, the mythological monster mashup.